When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back to the Swamp, my friends, and welcome if you're new. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and downright strange skimwalker horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. Have you ever heard weird scratching noises outside your house at night? Maybe something crawling around on your roof? Well, these viewers claim they have. Enjoy these creepy and downright strange skimwalker horror stories. And if you're new to the Swamp, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a new episode. Don't forget to hit the like button on this episode. And let's jump right into these stories that'll freak you out tonight. What Did I Encounter? By Salad Goats. I've never shared this experience with anyone besides my brother. When I was about 13 years old, I lived in a rural British Columbia. One night, I was in the hot tub on the deck outside, watching the woods, taking in the silence. It was winter, and we had recently had snowfall that left around knee-deep snow. It was around 2 to 3 a.m., and out of nowhere, this vast wolf came out of the woods. It was bigger than anything I had ever seen. I remember its shimmering silver coat and bright, piercing green eyes. As this wolf was walking along the fence of our paddocks, it locked eyes with mine, and we just stared at each other for what felt like an eternity as he walked past me, both alone in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. To this day, what happened instantly made a spin and shiver go down my spine. As the wolf passed, he walked towards our barn with our horses in it. It became darker as it entered the barn, but the other side still had a bright light illuminating the outside, which I could see. Halfway through, this wolf changed from a wolf to a much larger, bigger, broad-shouldered person. The horses didn't make a single sound, and this person, this thing, who now stood roughly 7 feet tall, rounded the corner towards the open field, but never emerged from the other side, and I never saw it again. My brother had his encounter with this same wolf-hybrid creature, I'm guessing, when he told me that he woke up randomly one night from the feeling of being watched. He then looked out his window to see a vast wolf walking away from his window, so I'm guessing it was watching him sleep for one reason or another. This place we lived was on old native ground from what I was told. Our barn was an old schoolhouse where the Catholic priest would put the native children and teach them lessons about Christ. It still had an old desk and several chairs inside. My brother and I have seen children's faces in the panes of the glass from that barn, and lights turning on and off randomly. We had closet doors slam repeatedly for minutes at a time, footsteps and feelings of being watched. In my room, I saw glowing red eyes on the ceiling, and hid under my covers till morning. Anyway, the main subject of this story, and the subject I'm seeking answers to, is what I encountered outside that night. After I looked around myself, the closest thing I could find was either skimwalkers or wendigos. But from what I've read online, these things usually have deformed features or something like that that makes them horrific looking. What I saw wasn't necessarily normal, but it was a rather regular wolf besides it being super massive until it changed its entire form. I know this is long-winded, but thank you for sharing it. The Supply Caravan Skinwalker by Connor P. After talking with a friend recently who I used to do supply caravans with back in the day on the Navajo Reservation, it came to my attention that one of the gals who accompanied the caravan a couple of years ago had a curious experience. I was able to get contact info for her and get in touch with her. Let's call her Amanda. I interviewed her about her encounter, and I wanted to share it. To respect the subject's culture and taboo nature, we changed the names and categorizations of whatever she experienced down there. Just a bit of background. Peabody Coal Mining leases tracts of land in and around Black Mesa. The landscape is one of shallow, topographical reliefs marked by dry draws and arroyos, which are essentially dry creek beds that flood during periods of heavy rain, which granted is not a very common occurrence in the high deserts of Arizona. When I turned around, I was trying to retrieve a lamb who had escaped the enclosure one afternoon. I couldn't retrace my steps to Johnny's compound where his parents' hogan are. I was following an arroyo, hoping it would lead me to a road, when I started having an asthma attack. I think that it started because of the dust, I'm not sure, but I started hyperventilating and had a full-blown panic attack because I lost consciousness, and when I came to, it was already nighttime. I stood up and looked around. I heard something like a twig snapping behind me and looked around even heavier. I thought I had seen something duck behind a tree in the moonlight. It looked like the dark shape of a person who had been peering around the tree, but withdrew when I noticed it. But I could tell that it was still there. I called out, "Hello?" Which was followed by silence. "Hello? Is someone there? I'm in the Colorado caravan. I think I'm lost." I laughed nervously. "Can you help me?" After a moment or so, the figure peered back out around the tree. This time, it looked like my friend Charlie from the caravan. The figure stepped out from behind the tree and motioned for me to follow. Thinking that this was Charlie, and he had been sent to bring me back to camp, and being a bit disoriented myself, I followed the figure back up the draw. We'd been walking for about 5 to 10 minutes when another figure seemingly materialized from the shadows before us. I felt a bolt of pain like a severe migraine and had to stop. When I looked up, I saw three more figures standing in a semicircle. Now the figures did not look human, but rather like large coyotes, and I could see 10 eyes looking back at me in the dim silver light. I started to stumble back. I noticed the coyotes didn't seem to move as I ran away. I ran for about 5 minutes before I stopped to catch my breath. I heard another twig snap and looked back to see one of the coyote's shapes silhouetted on the ridgeline. To my horror, the coyote appeared to stand up on its hind legs and let out a bone-chilling scream. I've heard other people describe this before, but it almost sounded like a coyote howl, magnified through a megaphone and then distorted with a heavy reverb-like sound effect. My head was pounding, but I truly felt in fear for my life, so I kept running. Eventually, I came to a service road and could flag down a Peabody mine worker driving down the road in a work vehicle. I convinced him to give me a ride and told him about our caravan leader, Buck, who could explain the situation to his manager. As I climbed into the cab of his truck and started driving, I looked in the rearview mirror and saw those eyes reflecting in the red brake lights. I don't think they followed us, but I couldn't be sure. When we got back, I went to my friend Johnny's parents' house. We got inside, I explained the situation. Unfortunately, they only spoke Diné, but I could finally express what happened between broken sobs and sniffling. In the morning, they called a medicine man, and nothing overnight seemingly happened further. They came, blessed myself and the house, and everything seemed to be fine. But they did cut my trip short after that. Skinwalker in the Pack West by Lee Lely. I wanted to share my personal experience and get some validation that I'm not crazy. I shared this as a possible encounter because I don't know really what to believe. So a couple of years ago, my mom and I were leaving from a visit with my grandmother. For reference, she lives in an old folks mobile park in southern Washington's countryside. It's completely dark out, and I'm driving the car with my headlights on, high beams on, all that good stuff. As we take the exit road, I slam on my brakes as what looks like a coyote darts in front of my car. My mom and I both saw it. It shot to the left, and I followed it with my eyes as it ran into the field. There were cows beside us. It was hard to see exactly where it went, but we both saw it. My mom didn't have great vision and lost it in the darkness, but I could still see it for a good minute. Sharing this always makes people look at me funny, but this was the most honest thing I've ever seen. This coyote thing stood up on its hind legs and was much taller than any average coyote would have ever been. Somehow, somewhere, between it running in the field and standing up, I noticed antlers on its head, like moose antlers. My eyes started to water, and I felt the worst sensation flood over me, like I needed to get away now. I had goosebumps all over my body, and even though my mom did not see it, she had goosebumps as well. Like her body knew something was wrong. I'm sure I'm not the only one to have ever experienced something like this. Has anybody else seen anything similar? This happened about 3 years ago now, and I still remember it vividly.
I live in Mississippi, and I am Christian, I guess, because I'm not actually sure what religion I am anymore, but I swear all of these experiences are very real. So, there is a patch of woods near my house that I have always called the creek because, you know, it has a creek. Garrett, my cousin who I fight with a lot, because we hang out a lot, have seen some things here. We used to go to this creek a lot, before his parents found out that he was going there behind their back, and stopped him because it's quote-unquote dangerous to be there. And maybe about the third time we dared each other to go into the deep woods. The reason I say deep is that there's an exceptionally large patch of nice woods that is technically part of the creek, but there is an immediate cutoff of darkness, pencil-thin trees, and an overall feeling of eeriness. We both started walking towards it and laughing at how scared we were. There was a loud screech, like almost ear-piercingly loud. We booked it out of there. I had just told him that I had known about skinwalkers, which was not much, I'm not going to lie, but it was enough to be scary, and we were both terrified. So we get out of the creek and sat right outside of it, breathing hard and looking into the creek. We kept seeing something black about the size of a deer, which there are not really any deer there at all. This thing was darting through the trees. We kept going to the creek, probably a terrible idea, but neither of us really cared if we died because legit everything sucks. I found the right side of the jaw of a wolf. It had all of its teeth except one. Two of the teeth were removable actually, it was interesting. It is obviously somewhat new because it still has the enamel on it, and it looked very saturated. That was the moment I started my bone collection, which is right next to me as I write this. Even before we encounter what we believe to be a skinwalker, we saw things darting around and weird sounds. We still often hear these things and see these things. There is what we call a demon in my house, who has the name of George. He likes messing with people, knocking on stuff, opening the bathroom door, moving in the corner of your eye. But he would not intentionally hurt anyone. But now recently, there is another thing I believe sits in the right far top corner from where I am, and every night, it moves around. It likes touching me, where I do not want to be touched, aka the butt, the thighs, down my back and chest. This thing that I'm pretty sure is some sort of incubus or succubus. likes putting what feels like a hand or hands down my shirt in places that I listed. It has happened twice now, and it's really getting on my nerves. There have been other times that Garrett and I have encountered things that I would not consider your ordinary animal. There are two abandoned houses up the street, one burnt down, and the other just far back from the road that it was forgotten. At both houses, and at our own houses, we have seen a white or possibly pink or peach-colored animal that looks like a humanoid. It walks on all fours and has a gaping mouth and big black eyes. Every time we have seen it, we both go right back to our houses. We're too scared to try to figure out what it is, but I think it might be connected to that skimwalker from the creek. I grew up and live and work in a small town in northern Florida. We have a decent-sized population of Native Americans who live in the east part of our town, though I am not sure if there's a reserve out that way or not. We have Native American gatherings 4 times a year that is open to all, so I grew up going to them and listening to their stories. I also listened to my grandmother tell me the same story since her first husband told them to her. I am not super informed, but I know enough to know skimwalkers are the real deal. I work at a Waffle House in this said town, during the night shift, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., and I have experienced some weird things to say the least. I am currently about 3 hours into my shift, and to say this noise outside is strange is an understatement. This town is on lockdown still due to COVID and the hurricane, so no one is out on the street, barely any cars are on the road, and barely any customers come in either. To set this up, my Waffle House is on the main highway. There is a few shops across the street, a small shop to our left, and nothing to our right, just a small road and a small empty field. Behind us is pure woods for a good half mile before it's a few houses, but not many. Like I said, it's a small town. I am sitting outside on a smoke break right now, and there is this sound that's coming from a small patch of woods directly across the street, separating a few of the shops. It sounded at first like something I could not identify, then changed into what sounded like a person imitating a monkey, then a person imitating a dog barking and back and forth, changing every few seconds or minute or so. Not loud enough to sound like it was an actual animal, but something just being quiet enough to get my attention with it. I just went inside to help someone, and came back out. It had stopped for a few minutes while the cook was outside with me, but it started up again, now having an odd call mixed in with it, almost like an incredibly quiet, spaced out car alarm. It goes, single dog bark, monkey sound, car alarm, all sounding like a mix between a person and an animal. Whatever is doing it is definitely doing it to get my attention. It is raspy, and right across the street, but if there were any of those things there, they would be much louder. I keep thinking I am seeing things moving over there, and the sounds are getting louder and louder, and sounding more desperate for my attention. At this point, it is just the car alarm sound. It really does sound like a raspy voice imitating it. If the cook were not right around the back, I would have been freaking out much, much more. Can you guys please tell me if you think this was a skimwalker? If you guys think it is, I am definitely transferring Waffle Houses. I'm not even joking. I never thought I would be doing this, but this started 2 hours ago. I was at my aunt's birthday party, and their house was pretty haunted when they first moved into it. I knew there was always something there watching me, but now, I know why I have that feeling. They are demons or other monsters of the night, and they would always attempt to do things. My mom told me that my aunt's hair was being pulled on before, and I would ask questions about it, but I stopped with the supernatural stuff after they got the house blessed. I recently got back into that stuff though, like skimwalkers and the like. I've had some experiences with them. So, back to the actual story. I was sitting on my aunt's couch, and I had this feeling that someone was watching me. I thought it could be a skimwalker that followed me there, but I'm not so sure it was, but I also can't say that it's not. I thought it might be my cousin who was always trying to scare me, but when I turned around, I saw something I can't really explain. I saw this black thing walk by and duck down under the back of the couch. I looked back there, and there's no one there. So I looked up and see my uncle who is down the hallway, that is looking behind the couch. He's looking at me, with eyes of fear. He is my aunt's husband who saw it. We look at each other, and I get the feeling of dread. I know that we both saw it. So I get up and walk out to the kitchen to see where my sister is. I was told she was in the basement. I went down there and told her that I am going to leave because I saw something and I'm not going to stay anymore. She says, not the place and time. So I go to my dad who is in the kitchen and tell him I am leaving. He says, okay. So I go to my mom. But then I look at my uncle one last time and he still has that same face. So I tell my mom I am leaving. My gram lives across the street from my aunt's house, so I go there with the feeling of dread and someone watching me. As I'm walking across the street, I swear I hear footsteps behind me, but every time I look, I don't see anything. The moment that I get out the door, though, it stops. So fast forward, and I'm in the car with my mom and sister, and we are talking about it. My mom says that maybe there was a ghost attached to you. So, you know, I start rolling my eyes laughing, thinking that maybe, but I don't think it's so, you know, simple. I'm in the shower, and I hear an old man voice say, "Help me!" And I look to see if anyone is out there, and there's no one in my bathroom. I hear these weird noises coming from outside, though. And as I look outside, I swear I see a deer staring at me from the edge of the woodline that's near my house. I don't know. All of this is just so random. It kind of sounds like a ghost encounter, but at the same time, I can't explain all the other weird things. Do you guys think this is a skinwalker messing with me? Have you guys ever heard of skinwalkers doing these kind of things? I'd love to know in the comments if you have any idea. I'll start off saying this was told to me secondhand by a friend. We'll call my best friend A for privacy reasons. Well, A and I live on the edge of our town in Wisconsin, in this little cul-de-sac surrounded by the woods. So it's not uncommon to see wild animals such as turkeys, deer, foxes, and especially coyotes. Last year, when she first spotted the coyote that seemed too big to be a coyote, she didn't think too much about it and assumed some old lady thought it was a dog and was just feeding it. Well, towards the end of winter this year, she saw it again. This time, similar to the last, she noticed something was off about this random coyote, and pegged it off as the large coyote she saw during the summer last year. So a bit of context behind A. She has a 2-year-old and is a smoker. She often goes outside to smoke. Most times she is alone. About a week ago or so, A was outside smoking while her mom watched her toddler. When she heard this clicking sound, like how one would summon a cat or a dog. Well, A's toddler just recently learned how to make that sound, and had been making that sound fairly frequently. So her initial thought that her daughter was making that noise. But there was something really wrong about how it sounded. It didn't sound like her daughter. A said it almost sounded like someone was trying to mimic her daughter but could not do it quite right. A opened her front door to see if it was her kid, but when she looked in, her daughter was quietly watching TV. She closed the door, still looking in, and heard the sound again, but her daughter had not moved from the position she was already in. A looked toward the tree line and saw nothing. She heard the noise again. She then looked towards the roof of her house and saw this weird fleshy thing that did not look like anything or any animal she had ever seen. It looked at her, and then jumped to the tree next to A's house. This is when she said the panic really hit her. We recently had a bad storm that damaged that tree, and when the thing jumped on it, the tree had no branches and was very unstable. Even a bird would make it sway if it landed on it. So when she said she did not see it sway or hear a thud, she got terrified. A ran over to the tree and saw nothing, not even a shadow. She looked towards the tree lawn and did not see anything, but felt very uneasy. Since this incident, every time she goes outside alone at night, she feels eyes on her and an overall sense of unease. On a few occasions, she will hear bone-snapping crunches, like twigs snapping but louder and nastier, as well as a growling. A said everything about it just feels wrong. Keep in mind, this only happens when she is outside alone. Whatever it is targeting her. She also mentioned sometimes when she flashes a light towards the tree line, instead of the usual yellow eyes that shine back, they are white. A asked me to include that part, because she's pretty paranoid that what she saw could be a skinwalker. What do you guys think? Is it a skinwalker? Or something else? Does anybody have any advice for her? When I was younger, between the ages of 3 and 11 years old, I lived in a trailer with my stepdad, my mom, and my younger brother. We lived in a very small town in northern Minnesota. The town has less than 100 residents. The center of town was about a mile away, and down the street was about 6 to 7 houses. I lived in the middle one. On the left of our trailer was the front door, our playground, a strip of border trees, and a crop field. Corn, to be specific. On the right of our trailer was the back door. Its door handle was broken, and we didn't have the money to fix it at the time. This led into a fenced-in area for our dogs. Then another border strip of trees. A daycare on the other side, and less than a half mile down the road was a cemetery. To the front of our house was the road and cornfield. To the back was our house and our backyard, which was bordered by tall, thick weeds, an empty field, with a trail that led from our house to the woods, which was a little less than a half mile from our house. At the time, we were very poor, which is why we could not fix a lot of things in our house, even if we needed them, like the back door. The layout of the trailer went like this. Towards the road and the front end was my room. The furthest from anyone, a small bathroom and a hallway. The front door, living room, kitchen and dining room. Then a long hallway towards the back. On the left side of the hallway, more towards the back, was my brother's room, and right across from that was the back door. Then in the very back was my parents' room. My dad was pretty abusive to me, so in the middle of the night I would run away, which was more just sneaking out and hiding out under our front porch for probably an hour or two, and then sneaking back into my room. At one point when I had done it, my stepdad got mad, broke our porch light, and I couldn't see anything. I was 7 or 8 at the time. One night was so particularly bad, I left at like midnight or 1 a.m. and went under the porch. I was there maybe 30 minutes, then I tried to go back inside. Little did I know my stepdad was still mad and locked me out. At this point I was 9 years old, so I freaked out. I started crying at the door trying to get it open. All the lights were off inside, so it was almost pitch black outside, aside from the street light. I was still crying when I heard a sound coming from the woods. It sounded like crying. So I stopped, thinking it was echoing or something. But it never stopped. The crying sound did not sound like an animal or anything. It sounded like someone had recorded a person crying. Honestly, it kind of sounded like me. I panicked, fear tearing through me. I tried the door harder, but I couldn't get it to open. I'll just run to Mom's window, I had thought. As I was about to, the crying sounded closer than it did before. It was a continuous crying, but it was coming towards me. My face began to heat up and tears started to line my vision. Back door. The words popped into my head. The doorknob is broken. I can get in. I paused and listened to the crying. It still sounded closer to the woods than me. So I took my chance. I ran around the front of the house, paused before I reached the side, and then the crying stopped. This was my chance. It went away. Or so I thought. I booked it to the fence. The latch was stuck. I tried to push it up, and just as it started to slide up, there was a whisper from the tall border weeds no more than 15 feet away from where I was facing.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
The words became stretched out, and honestly horrifying. It sounded like a very old, slow, distorted sound from an old handheld recorder. I pushed the fence gate open and slammed the latch back down, ran up our decaying steps, all 2 of them, and flung open the door. I slammed it shut and pushed a heavy box in front of it. I booked it down the hallway through the living room, and right into my room. I closed my window quietly and let the blanket fall over it so nothing could see in. I turned off the lights, and turned on a movie very softly, and crawled into the top bunk and waited out the night. I could hear walking around the trailer, and then crying. I wanted to scream at it, but I didn't want it to find me. When morning came, I told my mom about my stepdad locking me out, but not about what happened. She, of course, screamed at him and he apologized and said he thought I was inside. I knew he was lying because he did this constantly, honestly. But that's not the point of the story. I never really figured out what that creature was. I would often look out towards the field and hear what sounded like coyotes, but they would always sound distorted. Sometimes I'll see these interesting glowing red orbs that I'm pretty sure are eyes in the tree line. I honestly don't know what is living out in those woods, but I honestly don't think I care to. This story started off when I was 9 years old, on a Cub Scout camping trip. Privacy reasons, I will not state the pack number or my name, but I will say this happened in Colorado. I believe what I saw was a skimwalker at the time. I didn't know much about these things or what they were, until I started listening to Swamp Dwellers videos, and I think I can say, confidently, that what I saw was a skimwalker. About a year ago, myself and other scouts found a rocky area near a camping site that our pack would go to twice a year. So on the last day of this trip, I thought I knew the way to the rocky area, so I decided to tell the other scouts to go ahead for me while I filled up my canteen and grabbed a little thing of goldfish, and then I started on my way. About 10 or so minutes later, I was confused because I thought I had gone the right way, but it seems that I didn't because I couldn't find the rocky area. And as soon as I realized that I was lost, I got scared and started to tear up a little. After I realized this, I had also realized that the only thing I could hear was my breathing and crying. At the time, I didn't know what this meant, but I kept walking, trying to hopefully find my campsite or the rocky area to hopefully find the other scouts. I was walking around for a few more minutes, and I started crying after a little longer. Suddenly, I heard my mother's voice, but it was off, like coming through the radio or something. I didn't care. I called to it hoping to see my mom. Then, I smelt it. This smell was a cross of the spray of a skunk with rotting meat. The moment I smelt it, I ended up throwing up. I just couldn't hold it in. I looked up and then I saw it. It looked like a deer, but it was all wrong. It had legs of that of a human, but they were mangled. It almost made me want to retch again. When I made eye contact with this thing, it was like I was suddenly paralyzed. It had deep black eyes that were freezing me in place. It came closer and suddenly took the shape of a slumped over human being with a deer head and had the legs of what I think would be a wolf. Suddenly, two people came walking by calling my name, and this thing turned into an older looking man and sprinted off like the devil it was. It was so unnaturally fast. It didn't make a sound either. It was so unnatural. Honestly, I was so freaked out that I ran to the two voices, clutched to them, and never separated from my group for the rest of the trip. All these years later, I'm 16 now, and I still think, what happened? I have no idea if this was a skimwalker or a wendigo or what, but from listening to the Swamp Dweller stories and reading some online, I think it might be a skimwalker that we encountered that day in Colorado. Any opinions would be greatly appreciated.
Mr. Monopoly here! Monopoly is back at McDonald's! Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
At McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright strange skimwalker horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to slap that like button as it helps us out a ton. The more likes this episode gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that helps the swamp grow its ever-expanding waters. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications so you don't miss a new episode. I upload them multiple times every single week, in all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit yours at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to see your story and potentially share it with everyone here in the swamp. If you're on the go, but don't have YouTube Premium, and still want to download and listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely free from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and pretty much everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. It's free to do so, and always will be. Comments down below what story was your favorite tonight. I love seeing them, and they help me pick out better ones in the future. If you made it all the way to the end, today's code word is green grass. Be sure to comment that down in the comments down below to let me know you made it to the end, and to confuse anybody who didn't. I love seeing your funny comments. The funniest one will be pinned at the top of the section, as usual. Be sure to join me over on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, and all that fun stuff. And I'll see you soon with another creepy episode.